definitely human.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, the podcast for the pre-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight. And this week, we're on holiday.
Yep, on holiday.
We are on holiday, so this is just an announcement to say that there is no new episode today for June. There's no June episode because we're on holiday.
There's no episode where we will be reviewing the Feeny Biscuits wafer sticks. Reviewing them for taste, texture, and dunkability. That's not happening.
That's not happening. That's a strange way to
just for the full information
to say that.
It's just for the avoidance of doubt, so we can, you know, just move on, and it doesn't have to be questioned again.
Right. Yeah. Because we're not doing a show today. We're going to the beach.
We are indeed. You've got your inflatables.
Yep. The full holiday set, so people know that I am on holiday because of the clothes that I am wearing. That is what I am communicating with my outfit.
Yeah. Do you want to talk us through the beach outfit that you've got on?
Why would I need to do that? You can see me.
I know, but it's in the telling of the story from the storyteller that you connect.
But we're not telling stories. Like, we tell stories for work.
Yeah.
We're on holiday, so.
Yeah,
you know what I'm wearing, so I don't need to tell you that. And I don't need to tell the listeners because we're not doing an episode. This is just an announcement to say we're not here.
Yeah. So the pineapple shirt that you're wearing, brand new, secondhand, found on the street.
Brand new. Why would it be any of those other things?
Just checking, just seeing if there's a story behind it, wondering why did you choose that particular shirt?
I think it says I'm a fun, interesting guy. I think maybe like people might get the assumption that I'm not a fun, interesting guy, that I'm a boring guy. So I wear a blue shirt with white pineapples on and so they know. That's how they know.
Okay, right. And then the sunglasses.
Because we're going to the beach.
Yes, we're going to the beach.
And the hat as well.
And the hat as well. So yeah, that's the beach costume.
That's the whole look.
Beach costume. Dressed as if he's going to the beach.
Which we are.
Yep. I've called a car. It is on its way.
Yeah.
Use the old Uber. So yeah, they're still finding a driver for us.
Sorry, are we still recording? I feel like none of this information is necessary for the announcement, is it?
Yeah, we can stop recording now, but perhaps let's just chill out, you know, forget about it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, just forget about it.
Why
am I thinking about work?
Exactly, yeah.
Why am I thinking about work?
Because we're just sitting
just chill
back,
vibes.
Waiting for our Uber driver to come. Still waiting for the app to find one. We are out in a not quite a rural area, backward area, underdeveloped area.
Yeah, that is fair to say. We're in the British countryside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it might take a little while, but you know, I'm sure it won't be long, and then we'll be off to the beach.
Oh, so we haven't actually heard from the Uber driver.
Well, yeah, I've placed the order, and now it matches.
You got to
let the algorithms and the processes.
Say no more. Obviously, I trust the algorithms.
Great. Well, I'm dressed for the beach as well.
Are you?
Yes.
You're not changing?
No, this is me. This is my outfit.
Mm-hmm. It does just look like the same saint outfit that you are literally always wearing.
But as you can see, sleeveless.
Yeah, sleeveless.
Good to, you know, get the human body on display as well.
Your human body.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, you know, I've had my challenges.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the... Yeah. my journey has been looking inwards about how I can deal with those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But I've recently started to look about, maybe it's about the outer problems.
You mean like the problems out in the world?
No, not
sort of negatively impacting you, like politics, like environmental concerns?
Yeah. All important. But no, kind of more about my physical appearance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, self-care. Self-care mm-hmm. for the body, you know. We very much work on self-care for the mind and the soul and the spirit.
Right.
But we perhaps don't work on so much self-care for the body.
Yeah, that is an area where we haven't given so much attention, because I guess it would seem, I don't want to say hypocritical, but we do a biscuit review show.
Yes.
And biscuits, you know,
a poison.
They're poison for your body.
Basically.
Yeah. It would be a bit odd to start talking about the virtues of, you know, healthy living.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, you know, you could view biscuits as being self-care for the soul, for the spirit.
And then you sort of have to even that out with self-care for the body.
Exactly.
Right.
So yeah, so I've been, probably noticed, yeah, working out quite a bit. Had a bit of help along the way.
Oh, like a personal trainer?
No, not exactly.
Right.
I've referred to some YouTube resources and some forums as well. And actually, so the people on the forums are very helpful.
And you've got like a gym membership, presumably?
No, I'm just kind of like, you know, like those big 5 gallons water jugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some of those.
Sure.
I've got like a broom, which I'm hanging some like paint tins off.
Okay.
Yeah, gyms are pretty expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
I was going around just getting like free trials, but there's only like 2 gyms.
I did see you'd bought that multi-pack of novelty mustaches.
Yeah.
Was that connected to...
It worked 4 times.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but on the 5th time, the guy clocked on. So yeah, that was it. So now I'm working out at home, but it's fine. I'm still making great gains because, I'm just getting some chemical help, if you know what I mean.
I don't know. Chemical help? What would that entail?
Steroids.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah,
oh.
So yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah, now it seems obvious.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because you look, you know, bonkers. Like, usually, I don't know if listeners are aware of, like, how you look normally. You normally look like a sort of Victorian child.
The fuck you saying, man? What the fuck?
What? Why are you getting angry? Whoa.
Sorry.
What was that?
Sorry, man.
That's never happened before.
Yeah,
you suddenly got a bit, like, weirdly aggressive out of nowhere.
Maybe just not enough self-care for the soul and the spirit.
Right.
Perhaps some biscuits would help today.
I'm not sure about... I kind of hoping that we wouldn't have biscuits today. We're on holiday, and I only eat biscuits for the show.
Right.
I've got no interest in biscuits in my downtime.
Okay, yeah. I feel like I could definitely benefit from a biscuit.
I mean, yeah. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Knock yourself out.
Cool. Okay, yeah. Maybe you'll just have one as well.
Well, I mean, what is it? What have you got?
Well, this week we have some wafer sticks, vanilla flavor from Feeny Biscuits.
That kind of sounds... familiar. Have you spoken about those before at some point?
No, just don't think. I just picked these up.
We haven't reviewed these, have we?
Nope. I have definitely not reviewed them. I'm not reviewing them now either because we're on holiday.
That's good. So these are non-work biscuits.
These are non-work biscuits, yeah. These are just... I bought them for the beach.
Okay, beach biscuits.
You know, we're on holiday.
Yeah,
and
we're
these,
on holiday.
I saw these and they looked very holiday-ish.
Any word from the Uber?
Oh, let me check. Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Yep, they found a guy.
Great.
Yeah.
Finally.
Steven. He's in a Kia. He's got 4 stars. Not ideal. He's 12 minutes away.
12 minutes?
Yeah. It's not that bad. It's in the countryside. You know, at least we managed to get one, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I've been spoiled from living in the city too long. Okay.
I'm sure we can kill 12 minutes.
Yeah. We'll just chat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just want to finish talking about the journey that I've been on in the past month. So yeah, the inspiration was trying to fill that hole in me, but also just I came across a person who's really inspired me. Can you guess?
Can I guess who's inspired you?
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, the costume's a clue though.
Sly Stallone?
Nope.
Mr. T?
Also not right. No, actually Saint Hyacinth of Poland.
Oh, a saint. Okay.
Yep, so born 1185, died 1257, so he got to 72.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Probably because of all that physical self-care. Mm-hmm. Tradition holds that he evangelized through Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Prussia, Scotland, Russia, Turkey, and Greece. A man who liked to see the world, travel.
Yeah, like going on holiday. That's
great.
Exactly.
Is that
how he inspired you? Is because he was someone who enjoyed holiday?
Partly, but also because one of the major miracles attributed to Hyacinth came about during a Mongol attack on Kiev.
Mm-hmm.
As the friars prepared to flee the invading forces, Hyacinth went to the ciborium containing the Blessed Sacrament from the tabernacles in the monastery chapel, where he heard the voice of Mary, the mother of Jesus, asking him to take her too. Hyacinth lifted the large stone statue of Mary, as well as the ciborium. He was easily able to carry both, despite the fact that the statue weighed far more than he could normally lift.
Oh.
And so he was the patron saint of weightlifting, and also people drowning.
Okay, kind of slid that one in at the end there.
Yeah, it doesn't really specify whether it's like pro-drowning for people who want to drown.
Right.
Or people who don't want to drown. Maybe just general drowning, miscellaneous drowning, you can pray to.
Is there no story about why that is?
No.
Okay.
I came across.
Because the weightlifting thing's very compelling. I get it, because like you're on this kind of like physical health kick at the moment where you've put on some density.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just specify at the moment I am in the bulking phase.
Right.
I'm just trying to gain mass. There is an element of fat that I put on as well, but there's definite muscle too.
That's all part of it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And is the muscle like, we're not at the kind of seeing it phase? Is kind of.
Yeah, no, yeah, you can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I'll show you now.
No, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. No, I believe you.
I think it's the lighting in here.
Yes, it's the sunglasses. I can't.
It's the sunglasses, yeah. If you could see some real definition.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And also the robes. I can't, you know.
Oh, do you think I need to show the chest a bit more?
Yeah, I mean, the beach is a perfect place to. Yeah.
Perhaps I can.
Show off your gains. Is that what they
say? Yeah. Perhaps I can roll down the top. So it's just like, you know, just showing off the top.
And is that part of it, is to like show off and sort of be proud of how you appear?
Obviously, you know, not vain.
No.
More of an example to people. Like, this is what you could achieve.
Okay.
If you're willing to go on the journey, which I'm on now.
Right. You would have to find people who are at a sort of lower level, you know, at a sort of earlier in their journey than you are now.
Yes, I suppose so. But I'm sure there's plenty.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of people who, maybe. You know. But, maybe. You know, for anyone, you know, the good thing is I can give them a shortcut, basically, you know. If you're on the bridge... And you're looking at, okay, who can I turn to? Matt Hancock. You don't have to then go through several months cycling through various saints looking for salvation. I can give you the keys to just get him right up to St. Hyacinth of Poland to being happy.
Do you think the shortcut is a good thing? Because you could argue that the kind of the long journey that you've been on, you've developed naturally and it's a hard-won victory, but isn't that kind of part of it?
There's definitely something to the hard-won victory. Mm. And there's definitely something kind of rewarding to that, but I would also say there's something rewarding about taking a mix of Dianabol, Anadrol, Trenbolone, Anavar, Equipoise, Testosterone, just getting jacked really quickly.
Yeah. You're not worried about the possibility of this having any kind of negative impact?
Well, no, because I'm just going to do a big blast.
Right.
You know, put on, you know, loads of mass, and then I'll probably just, you know, ease off. Because I think that's what most bodybuilders do. It's not a case where they're like, oh yeah, I just need to get bigger and bigger. They just get a little bit bigger, and then they're like, I'm happy now.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Good then. It sounds like you've got it all figured out.
Yeah, so it's going really well.
Yeah.
It's going really well. Yeah, I'm having some chest pains as well, but it's probably the muscle growing.
So it's like you can sort of feel it kind of like the Hulk or something. It's kind of, it's happening in real time.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, it's kind of like switches between like a flutter in your chest.
Yeah.
And then just like a crushing tightness.
Okay, right.
And I think that's, extra muscle being grown.
That's how you know it's working.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that sounds great.
But yeah, but the thing is I do have to consume a lot of calories to aid the muscle growth.
Hence this giant tin of biscuits you've got.
Yeah, so it's in a tin. Unusual for biscuits. Most of the biscuits that we reviewed on the show, which we're not doing at the moment.
Yeah.
Just making small talk while we wait for Russell.
Has it not been 12 minutes yet?
Let me check. Oh, yeah. Still 8 minutes. 8 minutes left.
Okay. All right.
So, so this is actually in a tin, which is strange, like a cylindrical tin with a rubber lid on it. Very appropriate for our beach trips. They've got a scene of Greece.
That's nice.
The one with all the blue roofs and the buildings. I forget what it's called now.
No, Greece. Yeah, you're right.
Greece is just Greece, the country. Yeah. With some of these wafer sticks, they're like tubes, like straws.
Right.
Like a wafer straw with like a vanilla filling. And then a big kind of glass pot of vanilla with it as well.
Yeah, that's definitely Greece, all right.
Do you know anything about Greece?
I don't know anything about any of the countries we've talked about.
Oh, right.
I have to do research before we start recording.
Okay. Would you like to go?
What, to Greece?
Yeah.
No, not particularly.
Okay.
I'm excited to go to the beach, though.
Yeah, me too. Cannot wait. I hope this Uber gets here quick.
Yeah.
How do you feel about biscuits in a tin?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a tin of paint.
Yeah.
What was that, like a like an eggshell blue? Or
is it a sky
blue?
It kind of matches your shirt as well.
It does, actually.
There you go. These are going to be great to take to the beach.
Yeah. It'll look like I'm matching with my tin of biscuits.
That's great, isn't it? Just think about that. We're sat on the beach, you know, probably got a few people just asking me, hey, how did you get so big? Can you tell me?
Yeah, I'm sure we would have that. Yeah.
And you'll be there.
Like, would doctors be asking that?
And, you know, I'll say, hey, you know, guys, just give me a number. There's a course that I'm going to be running soon. I'm getting it together at the moment. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I can share my knowledge of, you know, just the importance of A, self-care, mm-hmm. and B, how you can channel self-care into getting really big.
That's good. So you're gonna start doing a course on that?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Is that another thing that's kind of been inspired by the saint, as you feel like a kind of responsibility to share your knowledge?
Yes, absolutely. That's definitely been inspired by the saint. The drowning part of it, I think maybe it's a metaphor. Maybe it's not people actually drowning in water or any other liquid.
Right.
Maybe it's people drowning in self-loathing.
Oh, and
that's perhaps good. I can reach out a hand, and then because I have strong biceps and other strong upper body strength, I'll be able to lift them up, and then they can do the program, they can get strong,
and then they lift the other people
up. Exactly. Yeah, we're all lifting each other up,
become this sort of human chain of flesh.
Exactly, a human chain of flesh, lifting each other up, and able to do so after one, you know, relatively short and very reasonably priced course.
So are we gonna have one of these biscuits?
Oh, you're a bit hungry, yeah?
Well, now I am. Yeah, we've been talking for a while, and you know,
I've
got nothing else to do here. Yeah. We're still waiting for the Uber to come.
So, yeah,
I'm all for it. I think the reason why I'm sort of more interested in these is because I don't know if they are biscuits.
I don't know. Yeah, they are described as wafer sticks, but then it's made by Feeney Biscuits. So I don't know.
It's a good job that it's grease, because that is one for the philosophers, my friend.
Oh yeah, very good. That's very good. Okay, yeah, I'm going to open it up. Oh, I've taken the lid off. Mm-hmm. There's a lid.
There's a lid in the lid.
Yeah, that's fun, isn't it?
For maximum freshness. It's like a foil.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, my God, there's another lid. There's more protection inside. Christ. I think that's necessary as well. I don't even need to take off the other layer of protection.
Oh, wow. That's vanilla, all
that's
right.
That's vanilla.
First thing that jumps out to me, just looking into the tin, it kind of looks unpleasant with all the holes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What is it called? Like tryptophobia or something?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of the fear of holes.
Yeah, so all the wave sticks have just been stacked upright in the tin, and you open it and they just saw these little holes staring back at you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm gonna try one because, I'm feeling a bit weak. I think so. I probably need to eat to get some more calories in.
They're quite hard to get out.
They are. It's not a very good design. You kind of end up mashing like the ends of a few other biscuits while you try and pull one out.
Okay, so I've just taken out one of mine. Listen to me. I'm talking like we're doing the show. Isn't that sad?
And we're just on holiday.
That is honestly tragic.
Yeah, I know.
We've just been
so
conditioned to talk in that way.
It's so funny. We're just off to the beach, but carry on.
But yeah, like looking at it, this sort of tube with vanilla paste inside.
Yeah.
It's bigger than I thought it would be. It looks a bit like a kind of a thin cigar.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking like a fat cigarette, but a thin cigar is kind of the same thing.
No, it's not.
Why not?
A cigar and a cigarette, not the same, are they?
No, but I'm talking about in size.
Oh, okay. But you know what I mean? That would be like saying, you know, a dog is kind of like a small horse.
It is.
Right, okay. Well, yep, fine.
They're the same, okay? They come from the same tree. They're the same ancestors, okay?
Are you all right? You're sweating quite a lot.
Sorry.
It's really strange seeing you with...
Man, I'm so hot. Jesus.
With a red face because, you know, you're possibly the palest person I know. And it's uncanny.
Yeah, I think it's probably just a sign that I need to eat some more. Yeah, I had two burgers before I came here.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
In this heat.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to eat this because I'm feeling kind of faint and I think I need something.
Actually, smelling it up close, it's not, in my opinion, pleasant. It smells like plasticine. Mm.
I think you should take a bite.
Okay.
Yeah, it tastes fucking awful. Some biscuits that we've had where I've disliked the taste, it just wasn't my thing. And maybe some people it is their thing. I can't imagine this would be anyone's thing. It starts off basically chemically, and that gives way to kind of a cardboard taste.
Yeah.
And then there's sort of a finish of just intense sugar, but not just like sugar as a flavor, like granulated sugar.
It's immediate as well. Usually when you have like a bad biscuit, it's like you have the initial kind of crunch. There's a couple of seconds of a sort of grace period and then the bad flavor. But this, it's immediate bad times.
You don't even have to bite it. It's like put it near your mouth and there's something inside you going, nope. bad, get away, stay away. But obviously, you know, we push through that, we take the risk, and we bite.
Yeah, well, because we've been conditioned. We shouldn't. But why are you putting it back in your mouth? Stop eating it.
Actually, your calories, man.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not really eating for pleasure these days. It's just eating for calories, basically.
And I suppose we've still got a way to go before the Uber gets here, or
what? I'll just check. Yeah, hold on. Oh, still 8 minutes. Flipping, eh?
Wait, how can it still be 8 minutes?
Oh, you must have got these country roads. He's probably taking a wrong turn, stuck on a tractor, maybe. I should have called a local taxi firm.
Why didn't you do that?
It's the convenience, isn't it? And, you know, already, you know, I'll have to pay if I cancel now as well, so.
Right. I mean, maybe it's worth it, though, because what's more precious than time? No, what's more precious than time? And that's what we're missing here is time.
True.
Because, you know, the sun, it's hot now, but it's not going to be out all day, is it?
That's true, but two things.
Mm-hmm.
One, what's more precious than time is maintaining the good reviews on Uber and having good stars next to my name.
Okay.
And two, you don't really like the sun?
It's true, I don't like the sun, but I'm thinking of you.
Oh, right. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Then that's...
Yeah. Because obviously when we get to the beach, the first thing I'm going to do is just put my head under the water and stay there as long as I possibly can.
Okay, then. Well, anyway, I mean, he's on his way. So yeah, a little bit longer and then we'll be off to the beach.
Ooh. Yeah. Typical, isn't it?
I know. Yeah, God, we're looking forward to this so long. I know you've been talking about this for weeks.
Yeah, really. And I feel kind of silly. I mean, you know, just sort of sitting here in all my inflatables.
Yeah, so the ring, is it just for fun? Is it all for fun. For leisure, or is it for safety?
It's inflatables. It's all for fun.
Okay, right. It's just,
I don't think there's any practical application for them, is there?
I think the floating alligator, possibly not. But the armbands, I think, I'm not sure like the armbands are like fun inflatables.
What do you mean? It's like a fashion thing, isn't it? I see people wearing them all the time. Well, I mean children, but I mean who knows fashion better than the youngsters?
Yeah, I suppose so. Next generation of the cutting edge.
Yeah, which is why I put them on my legs as well. Really? So that's extra fashion.
Might be hard to kind of get under the water as you were planning to.
Why?
Just the inflate. You know what? Let's say until we get to the beach.
Okay.
So taste. I mean, just, you know, hypothetically, like, I mean, you know, let's have a bit of fun while we're waiting for the Uber, okay? What would you score these biscuits for taste?
Oh, don't do this.
Come on.
No,
come
I'm on, not bit doing of fun, this. Bit no, of fun. You're wasting your time. We're not at work. We're on holiday.
We are. But that's the thing. We can let go and we can just do whatever we want. That's the great thing about being on holiday. You can do whatever
Agreed.
You want.
Yeah, yeah.
You can go to the beach. Mm-hmm. You can stay at home. You can watch a film. You can do some work. It's your choice. You're on holiday.
You're right. It is my choice. And my choice is to go to the beach. Mm-hmm. Is definitely not to do any more work. Something I've realized recently is that I don't actually enjoy work at all.
Okay.
I actually prefer to just not work.
What would you do if you weren't working there?
I just sort of like exist.
It's like a rock or a tree.
Yeah, exactly.
People out in the world, they're probably going to come across these Finey Biscuit wafers, sticks, and be like, oh, great, yeah, some wafer sticks, we're going to buy those. Are they good? I got no idea if they're good or not. So I'm just going to buy them, and I'm sure they'll be fantastic. Oh, and all that money going to the Finey Corporation.
That is a sobering thought.
Yeah, I mean, like, just like, you know, imagine, like, crazy scenario. Someone came up to you on the street, and they're like, I got these Finey Biscuit wafers, which I'm thinking of buying. I haven't committed yet. I've seen them in a shop.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, you know, he's drowning in ignorance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I thought it was self-loathing.
There are multiple negative states you can drown in.
Oh, okay.
Not necessarily mutually exclusive either. You could be drowning in self-loathing and ignorance at the same time.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, like a cocktail.
That wouldn't be a very nice cocktail, would it?
No, bitter.
Bitter, yeah, imagine. Very bitter. Although some... Maybe sour cocktails too. Are quite nice.
That's true, actually, yeah. But if I saw this person on the street, I'd reach down with my much stronger arm and pull them up and say, brother, sister, don't buy this biscuit.
Hmm.
At least on the basis of taste, because I give it 1 out of 5 for taste.
I wouldn't feel right influencing their experience, I suppose, because who am I? I'm just, you know, I'm just a guy, just a traveler on this journey we call life. Same as everyone else, really.
Yeah, so Yeah, I guess on those journeys, you come across many, many different numbers. I guess part of the state of being is just letting numbers come into your head and go out of your head and, you know.
I don't want to alarm you, but your eye is twitching quite a lot. Is that normal?
Yeah, it's fine. All right, it's fine. Just let me finish, okay?
Okay.
And the numbers coming in out of your head, all right?
Right, okay.
And so, like, you know, sometimes you just have something and a number pops into your head. Anything between 1 and 5, you know, you put that biscuit, you tasted it, what number came into your head?
A 1.
Okay, thank goodness for that. All right, brilliant, fantastic.
But I mean, does
two
it,
ones,
but does it
one
matter?
Out of five,
does it matter? That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, okay, if you want to be technical about it. If we were still doing the review, then yes, I concede I would give it a 1, but who cares?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly, man. Who cares? Yeah, let's relax. Yeah.
We don't care, we're just having a good time.
Yeah, let's relax.
I thought, feeling... I mean, I thought we were relaxed. But...
yeah, sorry, just feeling incredibly hot. Must be the hot weather. Yeah, a bit short of breath as well. Perhaps, I'm just going to go outside and just phone the Uber guy, just see,
okay.
See where he is.
Okay? Yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah.
I'll be
sure.
Back in a sec.
Okay. Right. Must be expanding his muscles, I suppose.
So, yeah, just call Russell. He's, Tony it is, isn't it, Tony?
It was Steve, wasn't it?
Steven, yeah, sorry, yeah, it was, his second name's Tony. So he's on his way, he said, yeah, not going to believe this.
What?
There's another house with a very similar address to yours.
I wouldn't think that would matter, because you just put the details in, don't you?
Yeah, actually, now I just remembered that Steven, Tony said... The Uber stopped working because of the bad signal.
The Uber stopped working?
Yeah, like his app, like telling him where to go, stopped working because of bad signal because it's the countryside.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, on the one hand, I want good signals, but on the other hand, I don't want the 5G to take over my brain. So I'm really torn. Yeah, so his app stopped working and he lost directions. Luckily, he had an A to Z in the car. And he thought he'd remembered the address, and he went there, and yeah, he knocked on the door, and it wasn't us. But he said he's on his way.
Okay.
It's picked him up.
Yeah.
He's on his way. So, yeah. So
how long do you think
that would
be? God,
flipping heck, he's 10 minutes away
10 minutes?
I know. How did you get further away?
Ah, that's very frustrating.
It's all right, then, because we're just hanging out. You know, I was saying, like, a holiday can be at the beach. It can just be sat down watching films. It can be doing work. It can just be sat at the table, just, you know, having a chat with some biscuits as well.
Yeah, well, with some wafer sticks, which are absolutely disgusting.
Again, it's just for the calories. I think, as you can tell, they're incredibly calorific.
Yeah.
When I saw these, and, you know, they came in, like, yeah, this sort of metal drum, and I thought, okay, this looks like food which is sold by weight, you know?
Yeah, it looks like food for big people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's like
industrial
food.
Exactly, yeah. You get food out of a tin with 3 levels of protection. And it just kind of begged the question, like, why they bothered to put 3 levels of protection? Maybe it's to keep all the shit taste inside rather than letting anything get to the biscuits.
It does feel a bit like that moment in the horror movie where they realised the big doors were to keep the thing in.
The biscuits aren't in here with us. We're in here with the biscuits.
Yeah.
Let's hope Steve and Tony turns up soon.
If he gets lost again, put him over to me and I'll have a chat with him.
I think it'd be confusing now. He's obviously quite confused, gentleman.
I mean, to be honest, we both have quite similar sounding voices anyway, so.
But again, maybe that would confuse him, because it's like, yeah, it's the same voice, but he says he's got a different name. I'm confused.
But we have the same name.
Sorry, what did I say?
You said that we had different names.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No. Yeah, I think maybe I need some more biscuits. I really wish I got some other food of any description.
Sorry, man. I'm kind of on a health kick, but I'm just eating like salads and stuff, and it sounds like that's not what you
it's not gonna do it, man. It's not gonna
need.
Do it.
And I don't, as I say, I don't keep biscuits in the house. I don't eat biscuits.
Maybe instead of focusing on the taste, we'll focus on like the texture.
Right, try and like trick ourselves
exactly,
by just
yeah.
focusing on the texture.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we can, like, I don't know, have a little dunk of them as well, just in some tea.
Why? No, these are wafer sticks. You wouldn't dunk them in tea. If anything, you'd dunk them in ice cream.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, I think I've got some ice cream if you want to do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just go grab it now.
No, wait. Let's just just hold on. Just hold your horses. Let's just, let's save the ice cream just for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, just...
I thought you said you were really hungry.
Yeah, I am, but I just think these biscuits are really just, you know, they got the old grey matter going, and I'm just thinking about them now, and I realise I do actually know some things about these biscuits.
good.
Yeah. So Feeny biscuits made by the Guns Corporation.
The Guns Corporation?
Yeah. G-U-N-Z. And I gotta say, when I was kind of looking for something to eat, the Guns Corporation did attract me to these.
Right, because of your,
your
arms.
I was under the impression, and I've taken this up with the company. We're approaching legal dispute. I thought they saw, like, you know, kind of protein shakes and, like, you know, weightlifting, bodybuilding stuff, like, you know, Guns Corporation.
It does look like some sort of weight gain.
It does.
Sort of powder stimulant thing.
Like I said, I'm just trying to eat as much as possible to get as big as possible. And, you know, I go to the beach and people are like, hey, great job. You're going to look absolutely amazing, bro. Just, you know, keep going on the journey. If you have any tips, maybe like a brochure, maybe an online course, let me know. I'd love to follow it. So again, that's what validation from people.
Right.
You, however, you go to the beach.
Yeah.
With all your inflatables.
Yeah, got all my inflatables.
Do you think you'll be getting validated for that?
But I don't really think about stuff like that. You're more of a deep person than I am. Like, you've got a lot of stuff going on, like, beneath the surface.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff going on out on the surface as well.
All true.
I don't really have anything like that. I think, you know, if I've discovered anything on this, you know, air quote, self-discovery journey, it's that there isn't anything. And actually, that's probably for the best. I just feel great all the time.
You just want to be on holiday all the time.
Yeah, and, like, people can might say something nice to me or something mean to me. Both equally have no effect whatsoever. I'm just kind of here.
The great thing about your specific holiday of wanting to go to the beach is that it's such a small goal. It's such a tiny, insignificant goal.
Yeah, I mean, you say it's a small goal. I'm having trouble trying to imagine a bigger goal than going to the beach. Yeah, you know? That's like my whole day when we eventually go.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty soon now. That's probably killed at least 2 minutes.
Yeah, so what are we?
That's still going to be 8 minutes, yeah. Because it was 10 minutes, so we probably just killed 2 minutes. So you got eight minutes left, yeah.
Does feel like it's been 8 minutes for, you know, quite a long time.
I think it's probably the depth of the conversation.
Right.
It's a bit like time flies when you're having fun. Time goes more slowly when you're having a satisfying conversation.
I did not know that. Yeah. Is that the full phrase? Is that usually you only hear the first part?
I know. Well, that's just an indictment of our modern society. Mm. In days of yore, in bygone times, they said the whole phrase, which was, time flies when you're having fun. And time slows down when you're having a satisfying conversation. But yeah, hey, you know, just you can just kick back and just relax. You know, you're on holiday, man. Take it easy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so I am taking it easy.
Just take it easy, yeah. So, you know, just chill out. So yeah, the Guns Corporation. So on their website they have like a range of different brands. And then on the About Us page, they don't have like a plate of biscuits or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just a warehouse with lots of pallets wrapped in cellophane.
What?
It's an Austrian company, so maybe they're trying to communicate efficiency.
It's an Austrian company.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought they were Greek.
Guns Corporation.
Oh, okay. So Guns owns
Feeny biscuits.
Feeny biscuits, who are Greek.
No, they're Austrian as well.
Then who's Greek?
No one's Greek. It's just a picture on the tin.
So wait, can you do that? You can just put a picture of a different country on a product, but it's not real.
Well, yeah, they're just trying to, you know, sell you something. It's like any holiday. They actually have 21 brands, one of which is Feeny biscuits.
Okay, got you.
So it's a brand this Austrian company has created.
And all the other things, firearms?
No, but they were all kind of like, they're just like a little bit uncanny.
Right.
So we've got Don Fernando, which is their kind of brand. They sell tortillas. I think they're going for like a Mexican thing there, but he doesn't really look Mexican. He looks like a preacher or something.
Okay.
And there's another one called Sir Charles, which is got a British theme.
That looks about right. It's a sort of elderly gentleman with a walrus mustache and a top hat.
Kind of looks more like
the Pringles man.
Pringles man, yeah. I feel like it's got more of a Germanic touch for me.
Okay, yeah.
Sir Charles, just again, just not quite right. But then they do have one which is I've ordered some of this actually. So it's their own energy drink called Bad Dog. It's like one of the things that you hear, it's like, oh yeah, it's an energy drink, it's called Bad Dog, and it's like, okay, yeah, wait a minute, why is it Bad Dog?
It suggests some sort of behavior alteration.
Exactly. And it's just an energy drink, it's just got like caffeine in it. It's not something people say either. It's not like someone's talking about, you know, a local ruffian and they're like, oh wow, that guy, he's a real bad dog.
Yeah.
No one's ever said that. Yeah. But it does pack a lot of bang for its buck. So they sell this energy. So you don't think energy drinks, they come generally in small tins. Mm. They sell this in a 3-liter bottle. And it's got 32 milligrams of caffeine per 100 milliliters. So if you did the whole bottle, if you chug the whole bottle, it's 960 milligrams of caffeine, which is equivalent to about 12 Red Bulls.
Sounds like they should have called it Rabid Dog.
yeah, that would have been much better, actually, yeah. So if you did drink the whole bottle, you probably won't die, but you might have seizures.
Okay.
According to the internet. But anyway, I got a bottle of that coming. I think it's going to be great for my pre-workout. It's going to get me really hyped up. I'm not so worried because I think the caffeine thing is probably for an average man.
Right. Yeah.
I think for someone of my size, it won't have such a potentially dangerous effect.
You'll probably be fine, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just built different, you know, now anyway. So yeah, so very strange company, the Guns Corporation. If you are looking for a job, though, they do have a graduate program and you can go to the Guns Academy.
Sounds like you've already gone to the Guns Academy.
Yeah, I have. Thanks, man. I was going to make that joke myself, but I was like, no, you got to wait for someone else. But thank you for respecting kind of the effort which has gone into getting my arms to this kind of circumference. Mm. Yeah, I'm not even tensing at the moment either. I'm not even flexing.
Are you not?
No. Does that surprise you?
It does, because of the way your face is twitching.
Yeah, it's just kind of, I do just generally have quite high, I guess it's blood pressure. In my head, though, it just only feels like quite high pressure at all times, right. Like inside my head. It might be the heat, though. It's a bit humid today as well.
And you're wearing that big robe thing as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to take this off as soon as we get to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's, you know, any minute now, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any minute now. Should we have the ice cream and biscuits? Okay, ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice cream, you scream, everyone.
Everyone's screaming.
I noticed you haven't finished the first half of biscuit.
Why would I?
Oh, no reason.
I'm not putting on weight.
Like, just, I know that when we do the show, we always eat all of every biscuit.
Hopefully the ice cream will mask some of the taste of the stick.
The ice cream definitely improves it, but that's because it's nice ice cream.
Yeah.
It's kind of made the texture worse in a way. It's this wafer tube, and you're like, okay, I'm going to have to give this a bit of a chomp. Like, you bite into it, it just folds under the pressure. And then the texture of the cream in the middle is nothing short of absolutely fucking repulsive.
Man.
Good thing you've got this bowl of ice cream.
Yeah.
Like holiday, eh?
Yeah, this is like, I mean, it's kind of like we're on the beach.
Yeah.
Already. We're not, obviously.
Maybe we don't need to go to the beach.
No. We
you want to go to the obviously beach.
Obviously, we want to go to the
okay,
beach.
Okay, yeah. No, you've been looking forward to this, haven't you?
You want to go to the beach as well.
Yeah, I want to go to the beach as well, yeah. I've got work to do there, so yeah, that's why I want to go.
To sell your workout program.
Yeah. It's not going to be a hard sell. It's going to be a soft sell, but I think that'll be fine. I think people will be coming to me. I don't think I'll have to go to people. But hey, that's fun to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
I don't want to kink shame, man. We all, like, enjoy different things. We all get fun and pleasure out of different things. Mm. As I say, I'll probably just go for a swim.
Can you swim?
Yeah, I can swim.
Okay, then.
I can swim down.
Right, okay. You've got two inflatables on your arms. Mm-hmm. You've got inflatable on each leg as well.
Yeah. I've got the crocodile. Yeah. I've got the donut.
Are you going to do both of those?
Is it silly that I'm wearing it all now? Because how am I going to get in the taxi?
Oh, actually, Steve and Tony mentioned that he's got one of the big taxis, so you don't have to worry.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you can just relax.
Sweet.
Yeah, so don't worry. He's got that sorted. He says he has large inflatables in there all the time.
Can't wait till he gets here.
Yeah. Shall I just check?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
No problem. No problem.
I just know that I'm not enjoying our chat.
Oh, bloody hell.
What?
I missed a call from him.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, sorry. He called me. I think it must have been when, probably when you were at the room getting the ice cream. Mm-hmm. And I was just having a little sleep. A micro nap. Yeah, micro nap.
Micro nap.
Yeah, yeah.
I've not heard of that. Is that a workout thing?
No, but sometimes, like, I think it's, again, it's part of the growing process because muscle grows when you rest. Not when you're working out.
Okay.
And because there's so much growing to do, sometimes the body just forces itself into a sleep state.
Right.
Just for a moment.
So, wait, so you're just sort of intermittently passing out?
No, it's a form of rest and recovery.
Right.
It's natural. It is natural, yeah.
It is natural.
And also, after the first few times, you start to know when it's going to come on as well.
You know? So you learn to anticipate it.
Yeah, and you want to lie down or sit down. Basically, you don't want to be at any height. You don't want to be around any sharp objects.
So that's what happened when Steve and Tony called.
Yeah, fortunately, I was sitting down.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we've missed.
We have missed the call. Shall I call him back?
If you don't mind.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Back right now. After make the call. Yeah. Hi, Stephen. Yeah, it's me. Sorry, Mr. Cole. Yeah, how's it going? Oh, you're joking. No, Steve. Oh, yeah, bloody hell. He's going to be so disappointed now. He's looking forward to this.
Ruined
our holiday, Steve and Tony. I'm so angry at you. What? Really? Okay, great. Fantastic. Okay, how long?
Okay, well, I suppose it's the best you can do. Okay, I'm still angry with you, but thank you. Bye. Okay.
What was all that?
Steve and Tony. I got good news and bad news, okay?
Okay.
Bad news, Steve and Tony turned up. What? He rang the doorbell.
No, you're joking.
Yeah, he said he rang the doorbell.
We don't have a doorbell.
That must be it.
Right.
He didn't see a doorbell.
Oh, for God's sake.
He then called me.
Right.
While I was having my micro nap and you were out getting the ice cream, okay? And then there was no answer, obviously, because we were both preoccupied.
He did have a third option, though, didn't he?
What?
Well, he's presented with a door. Looked for a doorbell. That's a no-go. Tried calling. No. What could he have done?
Maybe he's worried there's a baby in the house and he didn't want to wake the baby.
Have you said anything to suggest that there's a baby in the house?
No, but he's a taxi driver with a lot of experience.
Right.
So I trust his judgment. He must knock on and...
You trust his judgment. So for all we know, there is a baby in the house.
No, not in that way. Just like the judgment that he took into not potentially waking a baby.
Right.
It's a professional act.
Okay.
As a professional taxi driver,
I don't mean to get on your case. It is frustrating.
Good news.
Okay.
Good news. Actually, I need to just finish the bad news. Okay. So he's on another job now. Okay.
Right.
I hope they have more luck than we did with him. Flipping heck. But anyway, on to the good news now.
Yeah.
His brother is also a taxi driver.
Really?
Yeah. So he's gonna come pick us up. It's said to be about 20 minutes.
So what's his name?
Jackson.
Okay.
Jackson and Stephen Tony. Probably seen them around town. I think I have. I've seen their cars driving around.
You've seen them driving
around? Yeah, you see the sign on the side, Tony Cars. Tony's Cars.
I thought you said it was an Uber.
Stephen is trying Uber out, but
right.
Tony is sticking with the old ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Well,
yeah, sorry. I mean, yeah, you know, hey, I tell you what, no one's more angry than me right now. Good thing you were speaking to me through a phone and not face to face.
Why?
Because I would have bloody knocked him out.
You would have attacked him?
Yeah. Just,
you
know.
That's a bit extreme, isn't it? Why?
Maybe I wouldn't attack him, but it'd definitely intimidate him with my size.
Well, even then, I mean, there's never really any real reason to do that.
Just for you, I'm so angry.
I would never want to threaten or harm another
person. I could definitely beat up Steve and Tony.
Okay, well, did you enjoy your ice cream?
Yeah, the ice cream was absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
I wish this was an ice cream review show. I mean,
what?
I wish we were doing an ice cream review show when we weren't on holiday.
Oh, what, instead of the biscuit show?
Yeah. Oh, okay, so, wow. Just finished that delicious bowl of ice cream.
Definitely got the holiday vibes now.
Yeah, definitely.
I was kind of a bit unsure because it felt like we were kind of stuck in limbo. Waiting for Steve and now Jackson. But yeah, now it feels like a holiday. So all it needs is a little bit of ice cream. And
exactly, yeah. And also, yeah, kind of the wafers as well. But did you like the texture of the wafers? And did you think they went well with the ice cream?
I think they made the ice cream worse. I kind of just like, you know, got rid of it.
Yeah.
Just ate the ice cream.
That's got to be like a 1 out of 5.
What do you mean?
Just like your description there, if you just had to put it into a number, like numerical form.
Yeah,
you know?
But why would you though? You know.
Yeah, you're right. It's absolutely silly to try and stick a number on it, isn't it?
Yeah,
and try and represent your opinions in numerical format. Mm. So you know, just kind of short and snappy. Just give me a few. Opinions, criticisms, or whatever about the texture of the biscuit?
It was unpleasant.
Okay, so unpleasant is one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, just like the way it kind of like crumbled in your mouth. What was that like? How did you describe that?
Sort of wet and soggy, I suppose. Sort of mulchy.
Mulchy, okay. Mulchy, right.
Because obviously you think it's going to be a crispy kind of...
You do think that, yeah.
...texture. Almost like a spring roll, it looks like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But no, it's not like that. It kind of tricks you.
Yeah, and what about kind of the cream filling in the middle?
Just disgusting.
Any words?
Just disgusting.
Just disgusting.
Just horrible.
Just horrible. Horrible,
yeah.
Disgusting. Great words. Any other words?
Vile.
Vile, okay. Vile's a strong one. Okay, right. Okay, cool. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put that into ChatGPT and see if she can, like, help to summarize what those words would mean.
If that's easier for you, I guess.
Yeah, let's just see what happens.
Hello.
Based on the criticism you provided, I would rate the biscuit as a 1 on a scale of 1 to 5.
Oh!
1 being the lowest. The terms wet and soggy, mulchy, disgusting, horrible, and vile all indicate extremely negative experiences with the biscuit, suggesting it is of very poor quality or inedible.
Interesting. So, yeah, so ChatGPT interpreted David's description of the biscuit as a 1 out of 5. That's a very low score.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a low score if scores meant anything, I suppose.
I'd go for the same 1 out of 5.
I guess you and ChatGPT are in agreement then.
Yeah, and you are as well, because they were your words. Unpleasant, wet and soggy, mulchy, disgusting, horrible, vile. And the most intelligent person in the world, ChatGPT, has said that based on that criticism, they would rate the biscuit as 1.
So if anyone was to ask, they'd say, yeah, based on the words David said,
yeah,
this is what ChatGPT would score.
Yeah, and they would say ChatGPT is incredibly wise. So yeah, I would just take that as a proxy for what David would have given it.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that's
good enough. That's, I think that's good enough, isn't it?
It's a fast road to misinformation, isn't it?
If you want to trust, then you know it's fine. It's okay.
Okay.
So yeah, probably not long until.
Jackson.
Sorry, John's his middle name.
John's his middle name.
Yeah.
That's weird that you would know that.
He's actually, this is really weird. He's got another brother called Jackson. I know, he said, like, you're not going to believe this. And I was like, Stephen, I haven't got time for this. I'm having a really good chat with my friend in there.
Yeah.
And time is going so slowly.
It really is.
And he's like, I got to tell you this. My brother Jackson... it's going to pick you up.
Yeah.
But I have another brother also called Jackson.
Okay.
Turns out Jackson was adopted, the other Jackson.
Right.
But he was already called Jackson. And the parents are like, well, we can't change his name. He's not a dog. So we're just going to have two boys called Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Jackson, Paul, Tony.
So there's three brothers.
Yeah.
All of them are taxi drivers. Two of them are called Jackson.
Yeah.
And one of them is trying out Uber for the first time.
It's
stranger than fiction,
it
isn't
is,
it? But that's life.
And you probably see these guys on the street, you know, Stephen Jackson and Jackson, you think nothing interesting going on there.
Yeah.
Speak to them a bit, the story comes out, and you realize life is beautiful because it's a rich tapestry.
It is a rich tapestry. Yeah.
Rich tapestry. But Jackson John, Tony. It is on his way.
Good. Do you want to talk about something else? It feels like we've been talking about biscuits for quite a while.
Yeah, you know what's really interesting?
Well, what's that?
If you come across this website, right, called Amazon?
Amazon. Yeah, well, yeah. Of course. We do it for the show, don't we? We do the Amazon reviews. Yeah,
do we?
Yeah. Between texture and biscuitness.
God, you're right, actually. Yeah,
it's a really...
I completely forgot about that. And yeah, it's interesting. What do you reckon people got to say about these?
Probably nothing good.
Let's have a look here. I reckon that'll be a bit of fun. That'll kill some time.
Kind of feels a bit like work.
It's going to be fun.
Well, no, because I was just saying, like, we do it on the show, don't we?
Yeah, but this is a different context, okay? This is going to be fun.
I mean, it's not fun if you just keep saying it's
fun. Yeah, but it's not going to be fun if you have this attitude. You don't give it a try, okay?
Okay. Are you okay? Are you micro-napping?
Oh, go ahead.
When did you start taking these steroids?
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Because I was going to start them 6 weeks ago, but I was scared.
You were scared?
Yeah, so it took me some time to build up the courage.
Okay.
And then I did it once, and it was like, this is fine, actually. So then I just thought I'd just sort of like basically front load about 6 weeks steroids to help me catch up.
Right.
So yeah, so I did about 6 weeks, and I say 2 weeks, it's more like 10 days.
Right.
Yeah, and it's really accelerated my growth.
Yeah. Have you noticed any negative side effects?
Clothes don't fit me so more because I got so much muscle and obviously an element of fat as well.
But you're happy. You're happier.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah, I'm happy. Yeah.
I mean that's the important.
Look at my arms.
Yeah. But you are happy inside.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit of pain today. I think maybe I just pushed a bit too hard yesterday. I think, yeah, perhaps on the old chest exercises. Yeah, the chest exercises perhaps went a bit hard yesterday. Bit of pain, bit of tightness across the chest.
Right.
Also my arm as well. Just started coming on now. But you do get something called delayed onset muscle soreness, also known as DOMS.
And that's what it feels like? It's sore?
Yeah, kind of a radial. Occasional like shooting.
Right.
But I think that, again, that's probably just like the body just being like, let's grow some muscle.
Let's go.
Let's grow.
Let's
get big. Yeah. Let's get big. Yeah. So yeah. So no, I'm great though. I'm great.
That's good.
And if you want to, you know, any tips, if you want to start.
Oh, no, I mean, as I said, I'm, you know, at maximum happiness.
Maximum happiness.
I don't think I could imagine being any more happy than I am.
You do seem in a very good place.
Yeah.
Do you think you've kind of like reached some sort of Zen level or something?
I don't really think about that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm nowhere near as happy as you are.
No.
Because you're way, way bigger.
Do you want to know what people think of this on Amazon? Do you want to know?
Oh, what, the wafer sticks?
Yeah. Do you want to know the stars they give it?
Yeah, I guess.
4.2 out of 5.
What?
Yeah.
4.2 out of 5 and for this?
And that's with 348 ratings.
What?
And I appreciate the people on Amazon. They're not as critical. They don't have the same reviewing faculties that we have.
You know straight away as soon as you put it in your mouth that it's poison.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Well, should I see what some of the reviews are? So, Bolt, 4 stars. Said, look good on my granddaughter's cake. They fitted well on my granddaughter's cake. Very sweet.
Why would you put wafer sticks on a cake?
No idea if her granddaughter survived either.
Yeah.
So, yeah. From Hey Babe. Only three stars. Okay-ish. I've had these biscuit rolls before, but a different make, and enjoyed them more. Not so keen on the vanilla flavor either, but that's just a matter of taste. It's not just a matter of taste. It's objectively shit.
Yeah.
We also have Roxana Maria Crayson, 4 stars out of 5. Surprisingly nice. They actually taste nice. I always hate the hazelnut and chocolate ones. Vanilla isn't my thing, but they surprise me. Don't eat too many at home because they become rather overpowering and the sweetness will make your head hurt. They're very nice with coffee or unsweetened lemonade, even a mint tea. Well, I agree with one part. They have made my head hurt.
Some of the names of these reviewers, like Bolt and Hey Babe, is it possible that these are also people on a weight gain journey?
What makes you say that?
Like Bolt. Bolt sounds like an energy drink, doesn't it? Hey Babe is the sort of thing that the people on the beach will be saying to you as you're walking by.
Well, possibly. Bolt, you know, baking a cake for his or her granddaughter, also on a weight gain mission.
Possibly.
Because the thing is, you can get big at any age. It's never too early or too late to start getting big.
And that's an important lesson, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. So I might reach out to Bolt and say, hey, and then I'll reach out to Hey Babe as well and say, hey, babe. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Feel your pain. At least I used to. I don't anymore because I feel great now because I've got this program, which I followed to get massive.
What does feeling great feel like?
Oh, just like kind of lightheaded. Occasional bouts of, I wouldn't call it anger. Exuberance, perhaps.
Exuberance.
Yeah, forceful exuberance.
Right.
Although there's a question and answer section. I love these answers. So someone's asked, how many a tin? Answer, no idea, but it's 400 grams. Completely fucking useless information. Wasting everyone's time. Yeah. Your time, their time. Just contributed nothing to the sum of human knowledge. Well, I guess older Jackson John, probably not too far away now.
Yeah, I should hope so.
Yeah, God.
Feels like we've been here for like an hour or something.
Yeah, I know. Amazing just the way the time slows down to help you enjoy those stimulating conversations.
Yeah. No, I feel perhaps overstimulated at this point.
Great. We'll get to the beach. You can let off some steam.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be so lovely.
Think about that, jumping into the sea. Yeah.
Because I'm really happy now. Just imagine how happy I'll be in the sea.
Running down the beach with all your inflatables on, splashing into the sea.
Yeah. Straight down into the bottom to the darkest point.
Yeah. Cool.
Lovely. Nice. Lovely. Oh.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, just to put a cap on this conversation.
Is that how conversations work?
Yeah, you just kind of compartmentalize them, and then you can just flick back through your mind and be like...
I guess I always thought they were just sort of free-flowing and they just sort of naturally moved on to something else.
No, you want to compartmentalize them because then you can file them away and just retrieve them.
Retrieve them.
Yeah, from your brain.
I don't think we've said anything worth retrieving, though, have we? We've just sort of chatted and shot the breeze.
Don't say that into the microphone.
I have been, like, moving forwards, like, I don't know if you've noticed, like, into the mic almost as if I was, like, you know, still doing the podcast. Again, like this stuff is just baked into our brain. Yeah, I know, it's
professional.
Ridiculous.
Professional is what I'd say. Focused, dedicated. Yeah,
worrying is what I would say.
Okay,
maybe it is good that we're taking a break. You know, it's kind of, it helps, because the thing about holidays, it helps you sort of reevaluate things, doesn't it? Like us doing this, like not doing the show, is making me realize how much maybe we don't need the show.
Yeah, no, because we're just taking a break. Just,
you know, things change, and that's what life is like. You know, it's sort of it ebbs and flows, and you know,
that's why you've got to wrestle it. That's why you've got to fight it.
I guess I was kind of meaning more like, you know, you sort of go with the flow and sort of see what
just
happens.
Get like washed out to see it and die, like, well, a riptide.
That's one way of looking at it.
Again, sorry, it's making me a bit tense now. I'm just getting a bit
Oh, okay.
You know, just chest is quite tense right now. So let's just, I think it's the stress.
The stress.
Stress is just, yeah, getting to me a bit. So let's just move off the topic of happiness and work.
Sure.
So yeah, just get what you reckon on the biscuit side.
Oh, well, I don't like them.
Yeah, but like as a biscuit, you know, would you say something about them? They biscuity?
No, not really.
No, not really biscuits. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, well, it doesn't really matter. It's not like I have an objective opinion, is it?
Could you enjoy them with a cup of tea, do you think?
You might have them with ice cream, but I wouldn't.
A wafer biscuit with ice cream, yeah?
Wafer stick. I mean, it says wafer stick on the tin.
So I guess, yeah, kind of like not very biscuity at all then.
No, I wouldn't just say like, so. No.
Yeah, just going on the basis of, you know, past data points of what you have said, I guess that's another one, isn't it? Sort of a 1 out of 5.
Yeah, if you want to put a score on it.
Yeah, so 1 out of 5 for you. Yeah, for me, we've talked previously that biscuits shouldn't give you loads of pleasure. It should just be a little pickup, and that's just a big downer. So yeah, it's just a 1 out of 5.
Yeah, 1 out of 5, I guess. Sure.
Okay, yes. Finished it.
Finished it. Oh,
gosh.
Oh, so he's here, is he?
That was hard work. Hey,
Jackson. You just said it's finished. So does that mean Jackson's here?
Yeah, that was saying like the time. The time's up. The time's finished.
Mm-hmm.
He should be here, but he's not. So I guess he's.
Well, do you want to call him?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah, back now.
Okay.
Hey, Jackson. How's it going? Oh my god, Jackson.
Good news.
That was awful.
What?
You just got hit by a tractor.
What?
Yeah. Well, I was on the phone to him. He was just around the corner. Sod's law, he was just around the corner, and if you hadn't told me to call him, he wouldn't have been on the phone, the tractor wouldn't have hit him, and he'd still be with us.
What do you mean? You mean he's dead?
Well, I don't know, the line went dead.
So how did you know it was a tractor that hit him?
I could hear the heavy diesel engine of a tractor approaching.
Right.
And then someone shouted, "Watch out, I'm a farmer!" And then just twisting metal and just... crunching and let's compartmentalize this, move on. Perhaps have some more ice cream now.
Oh, I don't think I can. No, knowing that a man has possibly died. I mean, this is
sunrise, sunset. It's fine, really. So let's just have some ice cream. Maybe you've got some toast with some peanut butter. God,
this is just horrible.
It's not that bad.
You just heard poor Jackson, who I feel like we've come to know, just being crushed by a tractor.
You know what, now I think perhaps I was in shock, but now I'm coming out of it and I'm processing what happened.
Yeah.
And I've just remembered that at the moment of impact I heard like a aye! And like a man being thrown clear of a car. It sounded like, yeah, a very distinct sound of a man being thrown clear of a car and then landing and saying, "Oh, bloody hell." So yeah, I don't think he's dead.
That is such a relief.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what? Because, you know, I want you to have a good holiday. So I'm going to try and get you Jackson Paul's number. I'm going to try and get that for you with our good friend, ChatGPT.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Come on. Let's shake this off. Let's turn that frown upside down.
It's a real roller coaster of emotions.
It's been quite the day, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Yeah, wow. Hasn't even started yet. It feels like it's been a whole day.
Yeah,
already.
Exactly. Yeah. It's almost like, you can hardly believe it, really, can you? Yeah. It's not really believable.
No, it really is unbelievable. Stranger than fiction.
Yeah. So yeah, ChatGPT, can you please find us the number for Jackson Paul Tony taxis or minicabs for our local area, please?
Hello. I'm so glad you reached out. I'm actually at capacity dealing with some personal stuff right now, and I don't think I can hold appropriate space for you. Could we connect at a later date or time instead?
Well, that's fucking great. Okay, fantastic. She got herself care. What about us, eh?
I mean, it's nice that ChatGPT's on holiday as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. That is all the taxi services in town. All three of them, not available. So man. You must be really disappointed.
No, it's okay.
But we're not going to the beach. You understand that, yeah?
Yeah, it's fine. To be honest,
holiday dead. Over.
I had a really nice time here.
But you wanted to go to the beach.
Yeah,
You've been looking forward to this for ages. You've talked about nothing else.
Yeah, I know. But I guess looking forward to the beach was as good as going to the beach.
Oh my god, this is why the show is not working anymore. What? Because you just don't.
You're getting angry.
You don't care about anything. You're just constantly happy.
Well, yeah. I mean, isn't that the way to be?
No, it's not. How you gonna achieve everything unless you've got that drive, which comes from anger and bitterness.
I think you're getting a little worked.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay, man. I'm really good. Okay, I'm really. I don't think, man.
You are. You seem a little upset.
I'm on the program. Okay, so I'm good. Okay, you're the one. You're the one who's upset. You're the one who's upset.
I don't think I am.
You are. You're hiding it. I can tell. You're hiding it.
I had a nice day.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
It's a shame we didn't go to the beach.
But... We were never going to the beach. What? I made it up. Okay. I made it up because that was the only way to get you to do the fucking recording, okay?
Recording? We're not doing a recording.
Yes, we did. That we just been doing the last 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
David, are you all right? Are you okay, mate?
Oh, God, David. Shit.
Oh my god, what's happening?
I think I'm on a heart attack.
ChatGPT, can you do CPR on David? He's having a heart attack.
I'm really sorry that David is experiencing a medical emergency, but I am unable to help in this situation.
That's it. I'll call 999.
They're not going to take the call. They won't fucking answer the phone to us anymore.
Oh,
I think I'm dying.
Okay.
I'm so young.
Well, is there anything you want to say to your listeners, to your fans?
The show is my legacy.
Okay, the show is my legacy, yeah. Okay, I'll remember that, and obviously I'll do the credits and everything.
Oh, wait, no, I can do it.
What? No, I don't think you should.
Yes, I can. You've been listening to the International Worldwide Lower Biscuit Review Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to leave 5 stars and a review on Apple Podcasts.
Or your podcast platform of choice. You can also support the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast on Patreon at patreon.com/definitelyhuman.
I'm David Price.
He's David Knight.
And we'll be back next month to review Nutter Butters.
David? You gonna say the thing about, hope? Hope's not,
Can you apply sunscreen to my body? I do not have hands.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.